night we're not learning. Sunday night is off. Nobody has to learn Sunday night. Hashem gave us all an off night. We got to do the mitzvah of Mesameach Chosan Kala. Okay. So we're learning Shair Cheshbon HaNefesh and the Chavis HaVavis. It's Beis Tammuz. And tonight, I don't want to learn the next Shair, which is number 15, because then we'll start in the middle, and then I'll start again Monday night, and then Eitan will have tainus that I'm repeating myself. So tonight, we're going to say over all the cheshbonos. So if you can't sleep tonight, instead of counting sheep, you'll count the things that the Chavis HaLavavis says to talk about. Number one was that he has to think about how lucky he is to exist. Number two is that he has to think about how lucky he is, how his body is put together and his body works. And again, those two things are obviously very elaborated upon in Shaar HaBechina. But he has to think about the shechlul of his body and how unbelievable it is. Number three is to think about how lucky he is that he has seichel and emotions and goals and aspirations. And like, that's already human, being a human, being a person. That's number three. Number four is he has to thank Hashem that he has I don't know if he's being a Jew, that there's an Olam Haba, that he has a neshama, and that he's going to be around for all eternity. That's number four. Number five is the ability to learn Torah and to know what to do, to know what Hashem's will is, how you should live your life. Number six. Is to think about how the teva, how there's, instead of the teva taking you away from Hashem, number six is an amazing idea, not amazing, but it's, instead of teva taking you away from Hashem, which is want to do, W-O-N-T, because, you know, you forget about Hashem, a lot of times there's the laws of Teva. He says, look at the laws of Teva and see how everything is listening to Hashem. This is really a Rashi at the end of HaZinu, making a Kal V'Chomer. And you see how everything listens to Hashem. And they don't change. And the wheat produces wheat. And the barley produces barley. And everything works with a system. And everything is Mesudar. And everything works. So make a Kal V'Chomer how you should listen to Hashem as well. You should like fall into line. And you know what the will of Hashem is, so just like you see all of the Bria. Okay, that's number six. We don't have time now to elaborate on anything. Number seven is the idea of being Mekabel Avdus Hashem because of your Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. That's classic Chavis HaLavavis. And to think about your history and where you came from and what Hashem has done for you and how you got to be where you are. And little things happen on the way, like I was just reading about Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zatzal, how his son-in-law writes he was with him the day of his Patira. And his whole life he talked about that the person, when he feels he's dying, he has to make sure that he's, because Rabbi Avigdor Miller was very clever, this person, he said, you have to thank Hashem for all the opportunities you have in life. And he was recalling like chance conversations, and I'm sure everybody has this, like you overhear one sentence, someone's talking in the street, and that can change your life. You know, if you think about it, everybody has like that. I have like some stories, like little things that had, when I look back, it had like a big impact on my life. So you have to thank Hashem for making those things happen. Remember one story he said over the day of his Patira, he said over that he was a little kid and he was walking outside the shul and two old men came out of shul and one of them said that was a geshmak amayriv. And that changed his whole attitude towards davening, that a davening could be geshmak. And it sounds funny, but I'm sure everybody has like these, something said or something happened. That really like put you on a whole different maslul, and that's how Hashem works. Number eight is he talks about achieving a certain perfection in Avodas Hashem, not believing in other powers, being focused. I guess essentially what Shai Yichud HaMaisa teaches you is number 8. But again, everything, he gives you the material what to think about. We're not chazering over everything now. We're just giving the topics. But in every one, he tells you how to think and what to think about and what thoughts to have. That's why it's called Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Number 9 is to think about if a king told him to do something, praising Hashem, how you would be so thankful to the king that he gave you, that he let you be in his service. That's when people care about things like that. So we should feel that way about Hashem. And here he digresses, and everything you should want to do. He talks about Chovos Eivorim and Chovos Halavos, and he really talks there about Tefillah. And he has a huge digression here about davening and having kavana by davening. And there's the words of davening and the kavana davening. And here he issues one of the most famous statements in the whole Sefer, one of the statements that everybody knows. The Chovos Halavos says, and it's right here in number 9, in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, that davening without kavana is like guf b'li neshama. One of the more famous, another very famous statement that he has in a different one that we learned already is that life is like a Megillah. And with your actions, you're writing your own Megillah. You're writing your own Sefer. That's number 9. Number 10 is that, again, it sounds silly, and that's why people don't come to the Shir Eitan says, because they're bored. But he wants you to think about how Hashem knows what you're thinking. Hashem knows what your motivations are. Hashem knows what your attitude is. Hashem looks inside your kishkes, and maybe that's not so, maybe that'll make you a little uneasy. Hopefully it will. Number 11 is to think of, is the real meaning of, no, I shouldn't say the real, the more classic meaning of Cheshbon HaNefesh is to think about your life and what you've been doing with your life. Hello? Yes, I'm in the middle of saying a shir now. So, who is this? Yes, I know what this is about, but I can't possibly talk to you now. Starting from 45 minutes from now, anytime. Starting from 45 minutes from now. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so number 11 is to think about, you know, what you were busy with. You're busy with advancing in your job and getting a raise. Well, you know, what were you busy with your whole life? Number 12 is to think about what your ambitions are. If you had to make a list of your goals and your ambitions, what would be on that paper? Do we spend too much focus on Gashmius and not Ruchnius? That's number 12. Number 13 is, are you reaching your potential? And he tells you what to think about. I'm only saying like a few words. Are you reaching your potential? And Hashem's going to have tainus to you. And you think you're going to be able to turn around and say, well, I'm as good as the next guy over there, that guy, or I'm better than him. Hashem doesn't care about the other guy vis-a-vis you. He cares about you. He talks about, you know, the king gives you a certain amount of seeds to plant, and he wants to know why you only planted half the seeds. Like, so he doesn't care that you planted as big a field as the other guy because he gave you much more seeds. And what do you do with the other seeds? What do you do with them? That was number 13. Number 14 is the idea that when someone loves you in the world, Hashem made a world where when someone loves you, you reciprocate that love. You reciprocate how you feel about him. And therefore you should think about that Hashem has a special love for Klal Yisrael and Avoseinu, and therefore it should call for reciprocation. That's it, 14. Going to number 15.